सहनाभवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देव महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं कर्णामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। ॐ नमो नारायणाय। सो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट पराभक्ति, पराभक्ति सुप्रीम डिवोशन, नॉट द ऑर्डिनरी भक्ति विच वी डू, इट इज द सुप्रीम स्टेट ऑफ भक्ति, पराभक्ति। सो व्हाट इज इट्स नेचर, पराभक्ति नेचर, सान कामाय माना निरोध रूपत्वात्। द सुप्रीम डिवोशन इज ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ रिनंसिएशन। सुप्रीम डिवोशन इज ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ रिनंसिएशन। सो देयर ऑल्सो रिनंसिएशन इज देयर इन भक्ति। व्हाट इज टू बी रिनाउंस्ड? ऑल वर्ल्डली डिजायर्स आर टू बी रिनाउंस्ड। ऑल वर्ल्डली डिजायर्स आर टू बी रिनाउंस्ड। लाइक इन ज्ञान मार्ग वी से ना, यू हैव टू लीव ऑल अन आत्मा इफ यू वॉन्ट टू गेट आत्मा। Similarly, in Parabhakti, if you want to get associated with the Lord, you have to disassociate with all other things. Are you understanding? Okay, then what is to be renounced? Next question comes. When the nature of Parabhakti is that you have to renounce, the next question immediately comes, what is to be renounced? So it is said, Lok Ved Vyapar Nyasa. Nyasa means renounce. Leave. What? Lok Ved Vyapar. So Lok Vyapar, Ved Vyapar. Lok Vyapar, secular activities. Ved Vyapar, spiritual activities, religious activities. Religious activities, Karma Kand and all that. That also has to be stopped. Okay, if I stop that, then my mind will be empty. How to engage my mind? Next question. Is it not so? Our mind is habituated to revel in the world. Now you are saying, Lok, Vyapar and Ved Vyapar, you leave. So where to employ this mind? Tasmin ananyata tad virodesu udasinta cha. Tasmin ananyata. Tasmin means in that Lord. Ananyata, single-pointed. Thus the mind is single-pointedly engaged in Lord. Tat virodisu udasinta. So what is the virod? What is the opposite of Bhagavan? Sansari virod. Is it making sense? Yes. Ananyata, in that Bhagavan, ananyata, single-pointed. Tat virodisu is something opposite to the Bhagavan. What is opposite to Bhagavan? Then, Udasinta, be indifferent. Be indifferent does not mean that the world you should hate. Don't hate the world. But be indifferent. Udasinta. So how to practice this Ananyata? Next question. When you have said Ananyata, single-pointedness, how to practice it? So it is anya asrayanam tyaga, to give up all support other than God. To give up all support other than God. Whatever I require, Lord will take care of it. Yes. That much of faith you must have. Anya asrayanam, Other than that, we have got many asra, many supports. My family member will help me, my money will help me, my this friend will help me, this many asra. And these asra, these supports are all worldly supports. But the bhakt depends only on Bhagwan. Bhagwan. So now immediately a question will come, is it possible to give up all lok and ved vyapar? Is it possible? The Narad immediately explains, lok vedesu tat anukul acharanam tat viredusu udasinta. In the lok and ved also, which is conducive to your devotion, which will increase your love toward the world, continue to do that. So all actions of lok and ved, vyapar, transactions, activities, which is conducive to the bhakti, parabhakti, we are talking about parabhakti, that should be continued. And anything other than that is to be renounced. Okay. So this is what in our Gyan Marg we call it vairagya, dispassion. Dispassion. In Tattvabodh you have seen iha amutra phala bhoga viraga. What is the definition of viraga in Tattvabodh? Iha, here. Amutra, hereafter. So hereafter also, after death, I don't want to enjoy swarga. I don't want. Why? Because I know the nature of the swarga is temporary. This I know. I don't want to go to the 14th floor and come back. Again and again, climbing, coming down, climbing, coming down. How much effort we have to put in to go to the swarga lok is, you know, the 10th floor. 7th is bhu, bhava, swaha. 7, 8, 9th floor is swarga. So for going to the 9th floor, we have to do lot of karmakanda. It's not easy. You do karmakanda, go to the 9th floor, and when the chine punya, come back to 7th floor. So how many times you will go to swarga and come back? But snan, dan, brat, tap, without desire means niskam. Niskam karma you go on doing. This will help you. This is conducive. So Ganga snan, tapa, brat, puja, without desire is conducive to bhakti. But if you desire something higher, other loka, then this is not conducive. Are you understanding the science? Snan, dan, brat, tap, and all that has to be done. But niskam. If it becomes sakam, what will you get? Upper loka. You go to the higher loka. Higher loka, temporary, come down. Okay. After having understood all this, what is the next step? Then it is said, bhavatu nishchaya dardyat urdham shastra rachanam. After deciding that I will live a life of devotion, this I have decided, then what is to be done? There should be protection of the shastra. You should follow shastra. Whatever shastra says, implicitly follow that. Implicitly. Word to word, you should follow the shastra. Why? Sasana trayate iti shastra. Shastra protects us. Shastra tells us how to reach to our goal. What is goal? In Parabhakti, I want to be one with the Lord. This is my goal. But how to reach that goal is said in the Shastra. And Rakshanam, Urdham Shastra Rakshanam. Rakshanam means Shastra protects you, and we have to protect Shastra also. In our initial sadhana, we act according to the Shastra, whatever is Shastra is saying. After achieving the goal, now we have to protect the Shastra. How we protect the Shastra? By studying it, by understanding it, and spreading it. By spreading, the parampara continues. So that is Shastra Rachanam. Acha, but many people say, I don't want to follow Shastra. Mera man mein jo aayega hum karenge. I will continue to follow according to my family custom and tradition. I don't know what is the science behind it, but I am doing that. Shastra Rachanam. So it is said, Anyatha. Sutra 13.
Anyatha.
Anyatha.
Patitya Shankaya.
Patitya Shankaya.
Anyatha, otherwise, if you don't follow Shastra, Patiti. You will fall down. You will fall from your sadhana. Whatever you have achieved, you will fall down. Patitya Shankaya. Because the Shastra tells you how to reach the goal. If you don't follow, very simple to understand. From here to downtown you want to go, you put GPS. Now auntie ji is giving direction there. Turn right after 1 kilometer, 2 minutes. If you don't listen, Patitya Shankaya, you go to somewhere else, you will not reach goal. And if you go on disobeying auntie ji, she will reprimand also. After 2-3 minutes, what are you doing? You are not listening to me. Patitya Shankaya. There is a possibility of fall. You see, we follow Shastra in other science also. In other sciences, in physics, chemistry, the children go to the lab and do their practicals. They follow Shastra, is it not so? After this you do this thing, after this you do this thing. If you don't do that, there can be explosion there. Khatam. There is a Shastra, negative and positive wire should not touch. If you don't follow Shastra, what will happen? Nahi, hum to karke dekhega. I will see what happens when the positive wire and the negative wire are touched. Karo, dekho. In agriculture also there is a Shastra. You have to follow the sequence. Plow the field, then after that you put the seed, then you put water, you need sunlight, you have to put in fertilizer, take out the weeds and all that. There is a Shastra. If you don't follow the sequence, what will happen? There is no harvest. In music also, same thing. There is a Shastra. I want to sing classical bhajan. I told Pramila ji, teach me. He said, no hope. So she will give you, na? Swar sadhana, she will give you. You do sa all day. The other neighbor will say, he has gone mad. What is he doing? All day she is going, ah. So there is sadhana also. But sometimes what happens, I know the Shastra. I have understood, intellectually I have understood. But the vasana pressure is so much that sometimes I transgress Shastra also. In Gita also Arjuna asked this question to the Lord. Who is forcing me to do the something illegal, immoral? I know this is not good, this is not. I know I should not tell lie. But still, I am forced to do that. Why? Vasana pressure. Because of vasana pressure. So what will happen? Result will be wrong. If I tell lie, what will happen? Is it a punya karma or pap karma? If it is a pap karma, it will give you sukh. It will give you dukh. So problem is going to come. So even the vasana pressure is there, and if you transgress the Shastra, that there will be a problem. If we follow Shastra implicitly, Shastra will protect us. Shastra will definitely protect us. But if you try to manipulate Shastra, again problem will come. No manipulation in the Shastra. And some people think, okay, this Shastra is for others, you know, it's not for me. Many people think like that. Everything is for others. It is not for me. I am exempt. But nobody is exempt from the Shastra. If you want to reach that goal, you have to follow Shastra. There is no other way. So So therefore, follow Shastra. Now the next question comes, how long we have to follow Shastra? Okay, you have told us you have to follow Shastra if you want to reach goal, I have understood. But next question comes, how long I have to follow the Shastra? Tell me that also. Okay. So following duties presented in the Shastri sadhana, whatever the Shastra says, you do this thing, do this thing, do this thing, Brahmachari you do this thing, Grihastha you should do this thing, Vanaprastha you do this thing, and in the Sannyasa Ashram you do this, follow Shastra, that's all. All the duties are mentioned, we all know. According to our Varna and Ashram, all the duties, according to Varna, according to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, that means according to our Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, Guna. And according to the ashram, according to your age, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa ashram, duties are mentioned there. You follow those duties. This is vidhi, injunctions. But when you follow these injunctions, you feel a pain like injection. Is it not so? When you take injection, do you feel pain? Yes, when the needle goes in, it gives pain. In Brahmacharya Ashram, you have to only study. Is it not painful? It is tapas. So following Shastra and doing duties according to the Varna and Ashram is painful, but you have to follow. When we are sick, we go to doctor. And the doctor, in Ayurveda, they will check your pulse and this and that, Pitta Vayu, those they will find out. Kapha, Pitta Vayu, those. They will say, this is disbalance. You have to balance your this, and they will give you medicine. And with medicine, they will tell you, don't eat kachori and pakori. But if you don't follow injunction, what will happen? Problem. So whatever Shastra says, we have to follow. Gurudev says, there is always continuous, page number 36, there is always a continuous pull of mind and the senses upon the devotee to bring him down into his old habits of living, that means his vasanas, a life of sense enjoyments prompted entirely by his ego and egocentric desires. To live in obedience to the dictates of the Shastra is a mode of life wherein the devotee becomes completely insured against all such chances of a relapse of his old mental disease and the consequent faults of evaluation of life. He who ignores the injunctions of the Shastra and follows the urges of the desire can neither attain perfection, nor happiness, nor the supreme state. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, yah shastra vidhim utsrijya vartate kamakarata na siddhim apnoti na sukham na paragatim. So if you don't follow shastra, what will happen? Na siddhim, no success, apnoti. Na sukham, you will not get happiness. Na paragatim, next life also, golmaal. The instructions so carefully enumerated by the great seers of yore are the only barricade that can save a sincere devotee from all such tragic pitfalls on the path of his divine progress. Therefore, so long as we are conscious of the outer world of objects and the equipment of experiences, let us implicitly follow the moral codes and spiritual exercises as laid down by the ever-loving receipt of the guidance of the sadhana. So how long we have to practice? So long we are conscious of the outer world. Are you understanding the limit of parabhakti? How long we have to follow the Shastra? So long you are, I am reading this sentence once again. Therefore, so long as we are conscious of the outer world of objects and the equipments of experiences, let us implicitly follow the moral codes and spiritual exercises as laid down by the ever-loving Rishis for the guidance of sadhak. Okay, samajh mein aa gaya. Parabhakti, we have to follow the shastra till mind is absorbed in Lord. Shastra is to be followed till the mind is absorbed in the Lord. When the mind is absorbed in the Lord, then you are not conscious of the world. Are you getting it? You are not conscious of your indriyas also at that time. Okay, if the shastra are to be followed only so long as we are conscious of the outer world, are there any duty that we must do even after the highest experience? I am following shastra. I have gone to that state. Mind is absorbed in the Lord. After that, is there any duty left for me? Next sloka, next sutra.
Lokopi tavadva kintu bhojana.
Lokopi
tavadeva kintu bhojanadi vyaparah tu asharira dharanavadhi.
Lokopi tavadeva, tavadeva up to that point. Tavadeva, what is lokopi? We'll see that. So up to which point we have to follow shastra? Loka, if you tell, till the mind is absorbed. Tavadeva kintu bhojanadi vyaparatu asarira dharanavadhi. But the bhojan, how long the bhojan you have to eat? Food. Even after you come out from that experience, bhojan it, you have to eat. Gurudev writes the meaning of this. The worldly duties in the various social contexts are also to be performed only to the extent so long as the consciousness of the external world continues with us. So duties will be continuing till we are conscious of the world. All duties are to be done till we are conscious of the world. When your mind is fully absorbed in the Lord, no duty in the world. But activities such as eating and so on indeed will continue as long as the body exists. As long as the body exists, the food and water you have to take. Body will get tired, you have to take rest also. So present topic, what is the topic was going on? You have to follow shastra. You have to follow shastra. Otherwise, there will be fall. How long to follow shastra? Lokapi. Lokapi, two meanings. Number one, so long you are in the world. Lok means world. Lokapi means loka vyavahar. So lok, there is a vyavahar, there is a transaction, there is an activity with the vyavahar in the world. How long the transaction will continue? So long you are conscious of the world. When you become absorbed, mind is absorbed in the Lord, you are not conscious about the world, then there is no lok vyavahar. Khatam. Vyavahar is over. Okay. So long as you are in that particular field, these duties will continue. Let us understand with example. Suppose you are a government officer. So how long your duties are there? Did you retire? After that, Do you go to office? Is there any duty? They will not ask you any question after that, after retirement. So how long is your duty? So long you are in the employment. Okay, but after retirement, no more duties. In Brahmacharya Ashram, what is your duty? Vedo Nityam Adhitam, study in Brahmacharya Ashram. But after completing your study in the school, college or university, do you go back? So how long is the duty? So long we are there, in that ashram, in that age. Okay. So after Brahmacharya Ashram, you have completed your study. What is the next thing you do? Job. Immediately job. Now there is no more duty of the school, college and university. They will not give you any after that, that you find your thesis or you do this homework and all that. Gone. Now the job, when you go to the job, the officer, your employer will give you the list. This is your duties. So you have to follow your duties. After that, you have got a good bank balance, you get married. Another duties come. You have to follow these duties. How long? After marriage. Continue. There is no end. Duty continues. But the duties are different now. In office duty is different, home duty is different, in Brahmacharya it is different. Similarly, in the Banaprastha Sannyasa Ashram also it will be different. Different duties will come. According to our varna and ashram, it will continue. So Shastra says you continue to do your duty according to your varna and ashram. Okay, we'll do that. Duties will change according to time to time. When our job change or the portfolio change, it will happen. When the job is changed, duty is over, new job will give you new things. So in bhakti, jap, tap, dan, etc., they purify our mind and they increase our love for the God. Two things. In jap, tap, dan, vrat, puja, what happens? It purifies our mind. How it purifies our mind? What is the science?
Thinking for the Lord.
When the mind is thinking about the Lord, it gets purified. When the same mind is reveling in the world, it becomes more pure. It becomes impure. You are creating more vasanas. Therefore, impure. So when the mind is fully intoxicated with the love for God, what will happen? You will love to have the shravan of kirtan, doing kirtan, scarcity will come. You enjoy that also. You see, while in the sadhana also, there is enjoyment. A bhakta enjoys all these things. But what about the body? The body, it was said, so long the body is there, you have to take care of the body. Bhojanadi vyaparaha. So in all ashrams, starting from brahmacharya, grihastra, vanaprastha and sannyas, if you get in parabhakti absorbed with the Lord in any ashram, after that, still in all ashram, the body is to be taken care of. Meaning, before parabhakti also you have to take care. After parabhakti also, if the body is still there, you will be living to experience your parabdha. So it will continue. So we should take care of body. So how long we have to follow Shastra? Let us summarize. In the world, so long you are employed, there are duties. But in bhakti, what is to be done? When the mind merges in the Lord, up to that point, you have to follow Shastra. Are you clear? In world, it changes according to the varna and ashram. But in bhakti, How long I have to practice? How long to follow the Shastra? Till mind is absorbed in the Lord. Follow the discipline as dictated by Shastra. Okay. But always remember that you have to maintain body. Always remember. Okay. But those who go in Nirvikal Samadhi, he is a bhakta, Nirvikal Samadhi. Or a bhakta goes into coma. Who will take care of body? Lord will take care. Otherwise, I will have to take care. When Lord takes over responsibility? When I am Nididhyasana, when I am Nirvikalp Samadhi. Or I am a bhakta and I have gone into coma. Who will take care of the body? Lord will take care of body. In page number 38-39, Gurudev lies, we are told in the previous sutra that the outer worldly behavior is to be guided by the rules laid down in the Shastra till the body consciousness leaves the seeker completely. However, eating, drinking, sleeping and so on will continue so long as the body exists with the, as a seeker, till the dawn of total forgetfulness in love brought about by his wholehearted devotion, one should follow implicitly the codes of moral behavior and all the prescribed spiritual exercises so that one may avoid any possible fall in one's march to progress. Yet taking food, sleeping, exercises and so on will continue in him even after he has achieved the supreme devotion. So this will continue. Okay, now the new topic, in how many ways bhakti manifests in the heart of bhakta. A beautiful topic. In how many ways this bhakti manifests in the heart of a devotee. Sutra number 15.
Tallakshanani vachyante.
Tallachanani vachyante.
Nanamata bhedat.
Tallachanani. Tallachanani, the characteristic of that devotion or the expression of that devotion. The characteristic of the devotion or the expression of that devotion in a devotee is now being discussed. Vachyante, it is being described. How? Nana mat vedat, due to the opinion of the various acharya. So there are many bhakti acharya and they all have got a different experience or their expressions are different. So there are many definitions. But the absolute definition we have studied earlier, Satu Asmin Param Prema Rupa, Sutra number 2. That is the absolute definition. What is bhakti? Param prema rupa. Now from the practical side, according to the experience of the acharya, there are various definitions. Nana mat vedat. There are many opinions. And who said what is now going to be described. And Gurudev said, now we proceed to state the various definitions of love divine according to different school of thoughts. We are now taking up a discussion in this section on some of the definitions of bhakti. The sages have defined the devotion in ever so many different ways. The main characteristics remaining ever the same. Each teacher comes to emphasize one or the other of its different aspects. Main definition is same, but each teacher is expressing different aspect of the same bhakti in his declared definition. Hence, we have got many apparently different definitions. They are telling the same thing. But their expression is different. But they talk about the same parabhakti.
which is Param Prem Sarupa. And after giving out different opinions of the different sages, Devarsi Narad himself will declare his own ideas of devotion. Love is essentially something very much of a subjective experience that refuses to be fully and efficiently handled by language. If I tell you to describe this book, it is easy to describe. You will be able to say this is 8 inches by 4 inches or this is the color, because it is gross. But the emotions, bhakti or prem, is very difficult to express in words. Very difficult. It is subtle. Anything which is subtle thought is very difficult to describe. So different saints, they describe in the various different ways. Words fail to define it, yet there are some main features of it recognizable everywhere. And each sage emphasizes one or other of these factors more emphatically in their definition of love divine. That is how we have a crop of different definitions. To study them all is to gather a fuller understanding of love in all its beauty and glory, in all inflections and cadence. Now you understand why different definitions are there. One is the absolute definition. What is absolute definition? Satu Param Prem Sarupa. Now the different Bhakta Acharya is giving their definition, which is one or other aspect of the same Paraprem, Param Prem Sarupa. They are expressing one. But collectively there is the same, they are discussing about the same Param Prem Rupa. Next. Sutra 16.
Pujadishu anuraga.
Pujadishu anuraga.
Iti para sarya.
Iti para sarya. So para sarya. Who is para sarya? Ved Vyas. His other name is Parasar. Why Parasar? Son of Parasar. Son of Parasar is Parasarya. So Ved Vyas has given one definition, Puja Adishi Anuraga. Anuraga means, Anu means continuous. Raga means love. Continuous love. Unbroken love. In what? Puja Adishu. In Puja. So this explains puja is not a mechanical thing, first thing. Anurag is the important part in that. Puja adisu anuraga, love. It is not mechanical like for our children we do padyam samarpayami, argyam samarpayami, atmaniyam samarpayami, snaniyam samarpayami, vastram samarpayami, naman, 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 naman. Not that. Lord is not going to take that. What Lord is going to take from that puja? Only the raga, love, bhakti in that. So bhakti part Lord will take. Puja adishu anuraga. Okay. What is the sutra number 17?
Kathadishu
iti
gargaha.
Now garg is saying, Ved Vyasi said, puja adishu anuraga. Garg is saying, kathadishu anuraga. Mane continuous love toward listening of katha. Bhagavat katha, always katha, bhagavat katha. That is bhakti. That is bhakti. Different type of definitions of bhakti. So if you are doing puja with love, it is bhakti. If you are listening to katha with bhakti, it is bhakti. So katha adishu anuraga. Anuraga has to be added here. Anuraga means continuously with love you are listening. Okay, what is the next sutra? Sutra number 18.
ఆత్మరతి
ఆత్మరతి
అవిరోధేన
అవిరోధేన
ఇతి షాండిల్య
ఇతి షాండిల్య.
సో షాండిల్య ఋషి హెజ్ రిటన్ అనదర్ భక్తి సూత్ర లైక్ నారద్ భక్తి సూత్ర ఇస్ దేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ షాండిల్య భక్తి సూత్ర. వాట్ ఈస్ హిజ్ ఒపీనియన్? హీ సేడ్ ఆత్మరతి అవిరోధేన. ఆత్మరతి అభిరోధన డివోషన్ ఆఫ్ ద గాడ్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ అపోజ్ టు ద రెబెల్ ఇన్ ద సెల్ఫ్. ఇన్ దట్ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్ రెబెలింగ్ ఇన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో భక్తి. ఆత్మరతి అభిరోధేన. సో రెబెలింగ్ ఇన్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో భక్తి. సో డూయింగ్ పూజా విత్ లవ్ ఇజ్ భక్తి. లిసనింగ్ టు కథా విత్ లవ్ ఇజ్ భక్తి. రెబ్లింగ్ ఇన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇజ్ ఆల్సో భక్తి. దెన్ నారద్ జీ విల్ సే వాట్ ఈజ్ భక్తి. దాట్ విల్ సీ ఇన్ అవర్ నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్. ఓ
పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో.